A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You suck, you jackass.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
You people who don't need reading glasses yet, you just wait. You just wait. At lunch today with Mike Dorsey, the guy that runs the place, I left my reading glasses. I'm so upset. Those were like $6 glasses. You know, it'd be different if they were a dollar, but they were $6 or $7, I think, at Walgreens. And I left them. So congratulations to whoever at the... I won't name the hotel. Now, see, that sounds weird. I met with Mike at a hotel.
Oh,
hey, that already sounds weird.
Tell us more.
Let me tell you something. You do what you have to do to keep a job in this business.
Oh, yeah.
You just, that's all there is to it. You do what you have to do. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. 24th of September already. In 5 days, I'll have a 34-year-old son.
Wow.
And that makes me feel like I sound like this when you say that. Which means in 6 years, he'll be 40. So
don't think of it that way.
Okay.
Well, really, if he had him at 18, you could have been 52. So you're actually
thank you. Yeah.
A lot older than you could be.
That's it. I had him at 18. Wow. Where to start? I did have a meeting. I just came from it, in fact. And whenever a guy that runs a company calls and says, we need to meet... It's usually bad.
Did he say that? We need to meet. And we need to meet off site.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And that's usually bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't nervous because I was hoping he was going to fire me, and he didn't.
Man.
I was excited.
Oh.
I thought, finally, forced retirement. Didn't happen.
Oh.
No, maybe next time. We'll keep trying. We'll keep trying till we get fired. Let's do the Burke segment, then we'll get into it. What the heck with this Ferguson? What happened here? I thought the things had settled down, didn't you? I mean, what caused this all of a sudden last night?
I don't know.
I mean,
I think there are just some people out there that just can't.
They
have any kind of peace. They have to keep things.
And
going.
I think the news outlets, including us. We need to stop airing these clips where these people say, we better get justice and this guy better get convicted or we're going to burn this town down. Let's not run their comments. No. We'll let it go. It's just in that category of things I don't understand. And now we're in the category called the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
Hi, I do.
All right. Let me introduce Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I will start with, I got a couple things here.
I'd like to welcome Heather, by the way, to this. Did you meet Heather?
Oh, yeah, I did.
No.
Dark hair. She's one of our new social media people.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. She's very nice.
I've not met her yet.
Yeah, you'll have to meet she's going to handle the Twitter.
Yeah.
Tweeter.
That's right, Mr. Shannon.
Tweeter. And she's going to handle Facebook and all that stuff.
Well, good.
Very nice.
Welcome. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right. I saw a couple of articles today regarding the NFL. That kind of one pretty much shocked me. One I knew it was happening, but still kind of shocking. The first one, if I were to tell you that the NFL doesn't pay any taxes, what would you say to me?
I knew that.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Is that not unbelievable?
It's very unbelievable, but I read an article about that a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Apparently, it's all thanks to a tax law amendment in 1966 that allows sports leagues to identify as tax-exempt nonprofit organizations.
Wow.
Which the NFL, I believe, makes billions of dollars each year. So apparently each all the owners and, of course, all the players pay taxes.
Yeah.
But the NFL as an organization does not have to pay any taxes. So there are apparently a couple of politicians trying to change that. But like one politician mentioned, some of these like anything else in politics, some of these owners are considered pretty powerful players in the business world. And so if you don't want to irritate them, you just kind of let things slide. So yeah, that's how a lot of politics works. So apparently that's why this is still happening after the NFL now making billions of dollars. And so I think somebody said that's essentially $110 million that they are not having to pay, that the rest of them,
the rest of the world does have
the
to
rest
pay.
Of the country has to make up for.
Wow.
So yeah, I just thought that was kind of shocking. In another article, they're also trying to change this blackout rule, and it's pretty much just
exactly.
And that's another archaic rule from back in the 70s, where the FCC said they can't carry it on local TV if they don't sell out.
Right.
Sell out. And so there's another case where the NFL is making billions of dollars, but if you don't sell out your team's game, they can through the FCC, they can say your local TV station can't carry it, which I think is just
stupid.
another ridiculous law. The next thing I have, I wanted to us here on the show, we don't have any ill feelings towards other radio people area, right? So
no, we love, it's a brotherhood of radio love.
Exactly. So I thought
I can't think of one person in the radio business that I don't want.
No,
I can think of seven.
I thought I would maybe share, you know, the Riverfront Times every year.
Oh, well, please do. I think is this that best of?
They have the best of St. Louis.
And I think this is a pretty accurate
right, it's pretty much like the radio rating system. It's a deadly
accurate and represents
the feelings of the majority. I mean,
it's a true pulse of who's listening and watching.
Exactly.
Where, yeah.
So you know, of course it starts with food and mm-hmm. restaurants and things like that, and
best hamburger, but you know, best this.
And then they get to some
they do
media.
A reader's choice, and then the RFT's
yes,
choice.
They, well, yeah, the RFT picks one.
Yeah.
And then the reader.
And then the readers pick one.
This is exciting. I didn't know. I haven't seen this.
All right. And then, so they have a pretty big media, 10 or 12 different media categories.
Well, you'd have the best weather caster.
And for the readers one, I know for a fact that you can have people just stuff the ballot box.
No, I don't think so, Dan.
What?
Really? Oh, that's right. No, you're right. You're right.
No, Dan, that couldn't happen.
Yeah, where do you think we are? In Middle East?
This is all above the board here, the system they have
right.
for them. Do you want me to go right to radio, or do you want me to cover some of the other
ones
as well?
I'd like to hear
some
of the others first and then save radio for the
All right.
For example, well, wherever you want to start, go ahead.
All right, best TV news anchor.
According to the readers or the readers?
I will start. I will give the RFT's choice first, and then I will go with the reader's choice.
Okay.
And this is not designated just men and women. It's anchor.
I'm going to say Larry Connors.
All-encompassing. No. Shirley Washington.
Who?
I believe Fox 2.
Yes, she is on Channel 2.
I don't even know who that is.
And the Reader's Choice was Mike Bush.
Mm.
Okay. Best weathercaster. They call it weathercaster.
They don't say meteorologist.
No. Steve Templeton wins from Channel 4, right?
That's according to
That's the RFT's
RFT.
Choice. Reader's Choice, Dave Murray.
All right. That sounds like
two pretty good.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Best hair on a local TV personnel.
Oh.
Male.
Here we go.
Chris Stanford.
He's gone.
Yes.
He did have a nice hair.
Yes, they did. They do make a note here in the little thing that he was terminated last month. But
remember when I got in trouble for saying Tim Van Gelder had pretty hair?
Yes,
a big deal. That's a story for another time. Go ahead.
Reader's Choice, Timmy Zell. So both two people that are no longer on the air win that category.
That Timmy Zell had good hair.
That's what the reader said.
I think what you learn from this is if you become popular enough to be labeled best, you're out.
What about what about Dave Murray? Dave Murray has.
He just mentioned it.
We talked. No, I know. But we talked about his hair one day on the air. Remember, you thought it.
He probably was a contender. He probably threw
it. Yeah, you were questioning whether it was all real. Dave's, and he had been
misinformed by somebody who claimed to know that Dave Murray had a hairpiece, when in fact he does not. Yeah. And this person said, "I know for a fact." I mean, he was.
Adamant. Yeah, I remember that.
And it turned out not to be.
Mike Bush's hair doesn't move. That doesn't move at all. So, what? But Mike Bush has pretty good hair, I thought.
Wow, what? You're spending a lot of time talking about the best hair category for men.
All right, move on.
What do you mean doesn't move?
It doesn't move. Mike Bush's hair doesn't move.
Well, he really doesn't move from the desk.
Yeah, I mean, whose hair does move?
Have you seen him run?
No.
Oh, man. Go ahead.
Best hair on a local TV personality, female.
I would say.
What would your guess be?
Pressler.
Mm.
She is not either one of the choices.
Sandy Miller. She has really
Once
good
again,
hair.
No.
Wow.
The RFT choice is Laura Hediger.
I don't know who
is that. Is
that
a Channel 4 reporter?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
And the People's Choice?
Reader's Choice, Jasmine Huda.
Yeah, okay.
She has I'll agree with that.
I think she's hot, that Jasmine Huda. She's a hot spinner.
Hey, maybe a new category next year.
Hot spinner.
Best female spinner. best reporter. TV radio division, St. Louis.
Don't email me, by the way, and say, what's a spinner? Google it.
This one doesn't have a reader's choice. It's just the RFT choice. Best reporter, Brittany Noble of Channel 4.
Okay.
All right. Now we're getting into some radio categories. The first one is best radio show music.
Mm.
Waiting here. The RFT's choice is Gabriel's 10 Pin Alley.
What?
Of KDHX.
Of course.
I never heard of it.
No.
And the reader's choice is Greaser's Lunchbox.
KDHX?
I don't know. There's no description, so I don't know what station that is on.
Here's how much you should trust this list of best of. KDHX is
public radio.
Yeah, but it's also, it has an audience of like 60 people. I mean, it's a very
niche. Is it niche or niche?
I say niche.
And it's very block programming, so it's not.
Yeah, there's no real format to the station. It's all
no. On the weekend, you can tune in 1 hour and it's bluegrass. The next hour, it could be
heavy metal.
What's interesting about this, if you stopped 100 people today and said, have you ever heard of KDHX? And the 99.
What number is KDHX?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Next category. This one might be pretty important to us. Your best AM radio personality.
Here it comes.
In St. Louis.
Thank you. I'll just go ahead now and say thank you.
The RFT's choice.
Drum roll. Bruce, you have hit the timpani for this. And now, according to the Riverfront Times, the best AM radio personality is beyond.
Show me Charlotte.
Show me Charlotte.
This says 1380 FM, but I don't think.
Does it say that?
It does.
Wow, I rest my case. There is no such thing.
I don't think FM goes up that high. 1380, no, I believe, is AM.
Yeah, there is no 13. That, they don't even know AM from FM.
Their tagline is Extreme Talk Radio.
So this is who I need.
We need to go after.
I need to go after and defeat next year is who? Charlotte?
Show me Charlotte. She is, or it says, it's the first ever commercial talk radio show aimed at the LGBT community.
That's not true. Ours is aimed at the LGBT community.
Every community, our show is.
But especially, we are especially programming toward that crowd. We always
Well, have. Yeah, we always, yeah. The Gayberhood. Is the name of the show.
The Gayberhood?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Is this a separate show?
No.
No, it's her
she
show.
She is on the Gayberhood.
I get it. Gay.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
The Gayber. I get it.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day in the Gayberhood.
Reader's you, Choice. Doug Vaughn.
Who?
Doug Vaughn.
He's on the radio?
He
does a sports
show. I don't. I'm not sure. It doesn't say.
I think it's.
It doesn't say what station.
I think he's on 590.
No, they only give a description for the RFT choice. The Reader's Choice, they just give a name. They don't have any.
I think
that'd be nice to know what station it is.
I think he's on 590.
Colin says 920.
920?
Holy cow.
Oh, that's, that was.
That's the station eight people listen to.
The home that of. What was his name?
I don't know. What
Butler.
Was his name?
His name was. Jack Butler.
Oh, yeah. That was the famous home of Jack Butler.
Well, he's pretty good.
920, yeah. He's Jack Butler good. Was on there.
Best FM radio personality.
We don't have a chance.
We don't have a chance. The RFT choice is Learn.
Who?
Learn.
L-E-R-N. Learn.
How about learn how to spell learn?
Apparently it's a female. She hosts the Morning Rock Show on Keishi.
Now I need to get with it.
Reader's video. Choice, Guy Phillips.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, no, he's the one whose mom listens to.
I thought he died. Did he not die?
No, he's still living.
Because he's old.
Yeah, no, his mom.
He's an older guy.
Is he 78 or something?
Yeah, he's pretty old.
Yeah. Best radio station talk.
Now get ready. Get ready. Take a bow, Dan.
Oh, man.
We all need to get ready to take a bow.
There we go.
Best radio talk?
KTRS 550.
Oh, come on.
That's our well, choice.
This proves they don't know what they're talking about. Now you really can't trust them.
What?
Hey, let's give ourselves a hand.
Yeah. You want me to read the description here?
Sure.
The first sentence, three words. Larry Connors, USA. That's how the description starts.
That's how, if somebody said, describe KTRS, that's exactly what I'd say. I'd say Larry Connors, USA.
Mm-hmm. I said, this summer, the Big 550 KTRS landed the free agency pickup of the season when it hired TV anchor turned opinionated patriot Larry Connors for its late night broadcast. And it says, sure, Connors' old man bluster can border on the unintentionally comedic at
Whoa,
times.
Whoa, old man bluster.
Wow. But you've got to hand it to him. Dude has more flavor than a slab of peppered beef jerky. And then in parentheses it says, which we're pretty sure is the only food Connors eats.
Well, that's not very
wow.
Is, see, that, is that considered an insult?
Yeah, I think so.
It is. I think it's an insult.
But he's not the only KTRS radio host with spice.
Here it comes. Get ready. Take a bow, man. Get ready.
The charismatic Martin Kilcoin,
yeah,
perhaps best known for his evening gig as the sports director for KTVI Channel 2, is quickly becoming one of the better talk show hosts in town.
I think he's the best.
With his mid-morning slot that takes on topics far beyond the sports beat.
Wow.
Round up these two.
And what station is he on now?
KTRS.
Okay.
Round up these two newcomers and mix in seasoned hosts such as McGraw, Milhaven, John Carney, and Frank O'Pinion.
Told you would be in there.
And you've got yourself a talker in KTRS that will keep you informed and entertained from sunup through sundown.
Wow. Those are the words of a well-respected publication. The Riverfront Times. It's not just some random thoughts of somebody.
No.
I think everyone should send Larry Connors some beef jerky.
But send him, what is it, peppered?
Peppered beef jerky.
Peppered beef jerky, yeah.
Give him some beef jerky from the smokehouse. That's really good.
Ooh, yeah.
And it says Reader's Choice for Best Radio Station Talk, Knox. Is that correct?
What?
Knox, 1120 AM.
Is that a person?
Knox. No, Knox. Best station.
KNOX.
Yes,
Knox. Like Fort Knox. It's named for Fort Knox.
Yeah, that was the Reader's Choice.
KNOX.
You know what that... And one final category. I mean, after that last one, I guess it doesn't really matter. But Best Radio Station Music, Old School.
You know the new radio joke, don't you? In fact, I just made it up so you don't know it. And it's a radio joke. And it's about the fall of that radio station, that old folk station, from being what it once was to now. And here's the joke. Knox, Knox. Who's there? Nobody.
They're all dead.
You know what's funny about that? You know their listeners are all in their 90s.
Right.
No one.
That is
even know
the RFT's demo.
Yeah. The
90s.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
that's
right.
That's their bigger biggest readership is people in their 90s.
Yeah.
Best radio station of music in St. Louis, Old School 95.5.
I've never done anything.
Let's see. Yeah. That's, I believe, an R&B station. Reader's Choice, KDHX.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
That is so accurate.
Yes.
You advertisers, you know, you're always looking for, how do I know what station to buy? There you go. There's your guide. Load up on KDHX.
Forget the ratings book or anything.
Forget all that.
Yeah.
Forget what advertisers say works for them. They're not you. You go buy time on that lesbian Charlotte show. What's her name? Charlotte.
Show Me Charlotte.
Show Me Charlotte.
Charlotte lesbian.
How about a round of applause for all the stations? We applaud. It's like on the award show. I'd like to extend my congratulations to all the other people nominated in my category. That's how we feel right now. We're so happy.
Yeah.
We're so happy.
We
for
enjoy
all the other
success of everybody.
Yes,
in the
we do.
Radio business.
We sure do.
Learn. Good job.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Dan, did you have anything?
Someone did call. And said that the Michael Brown Memorial or whatever they had set up,
right,
someone
burned.
Had either burnt it down or something, and that's what caused all the ruckus last night in Ferguson.
Well, why would you have a riot over that? What if it was an accident?
I know.
From what I read, the article I read, they said there were candles and stuffed animals involved in the memorial.
Well, when you put a bunch of candles and stuffed animals together in a little breeze.
It could have caught on fire accidentally.
Of course it could have.
But they don't want it to be an accident. The people that are causing
exactly.
this.
No, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
They don't want it to be an accident.
Yeah.
They're looking for anything to have an excuse to be stupid and riot and loot and steal and hurt people. That's their mission. We can close the Burke segment now. Burke segment's officially closed. Well, let's see. It's Wednesday, which means Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us about 4:15. So if you have a pet, any kind of pet, this is your guy. This man loves animals, and he'll be happy to give you any free advice. So sort of be poised and ready to dial after the news at 4:15. Dr. Doug will be with us, courtesy of Laclede Cab. I'm going to take a moment, talk to you about First Community Credit Union, and we are going to take your calls. And I'll give you the numbers now. You can call now and hold 4 or 5 minutes, or call at the end of the commercial block, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll I caught it.
You almost got all the way through it.
I caught it. I'm trying to stop saying, I can say it now because I'm isolating. I'm trying to stop saying toll free. And I caught myself. I'm so proud. Or you can call 888-550-KTRS. That is a secondary line, meaning not as many lines dedicated to that number as the other one. But if the other one doesn't work, then 888-550-KTRS. First Community Credit Union is thrilled at the return last Saturday of the yard sale. It will be on again this Saturday. And the host you have not heard from for a month, Paul Warner, will be back. Paul has been off for a month. Two Saturdays, there was no yard sale. And then there was a Saturday this past one where he was on vacation. And we may talk to Paul tomorrow about his trip to France.
Whoa.
Yeah. Took his wife and went on a vacation to France. So maybe we'll get a little inside scoopage on that. But what I want you to remember, if you like the yard sale, and apparently a lot of people do, that it is made possible exclusively by First Community Credit Union. And I'm not kidding when I say in this economy, and it's tough to find advertisers who get it, who know how to advertise and understand how to spend the money and where to spend the money. And when that situation exists, as it does, it makes you even appreciate people like First Community Credit Union that much more. So they are the sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday, 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning with Paul Warner. It's also the place where I bank. I do my banking. My sons do their business banking there. I have a debit card, credit card, checking, savings, business loan. I have a safe deposit box. You know, I think I'd like to have a safe deposit box even if it didn't have anything in it, because just to go in every once in a while, it makes it look like you got a bunch of diamonds or jewels or something in there, because it's such a secretive thing. Have you ever had one? You go to the back, there's a secret entrance. You put this one at First Community, there's a palm print and a code, and then you get in, and then they leave you alone in private, and you take your box out. And
as soon as I acquire something of worth, I'm going to get
one. Oh, you don't need to wait till then. Just get one and just put a piece of paper in it with your name on it, because people will try. They'll assume he's going back to the safe deposit room, that you've got a big stash of something in there.
So some Monopoly money in there.
Sure. You can put anything you want in there. So I have one of those, and I guess the point is that's where we do our banking. And since you probably are banking somewhere, unless you have an answer to this question, why are you banking where you bank, and what is your real allegiance to that bank? If you don't really have a good answer to that, come on over and become a member of First Community Credit Union. It's a great place to bank. You'll see what that means when you start banking there, and I hope you will. Stop in at any of the 40 locations, and check them out. Get some literature, talk to some people, have some fresh popcorn, or visit their website, firstcommunity.com.
Let's see how traffic looks early on in this rush hour. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we just got a report of a person that was struck on Highway 109 at Etherton. We also have lights that are going to be on red flash on southbound 170 at Eager Road. So that's already causing a backup to Del Mar. We have westbound 40 traffic slowing now between the Science Center and Hampton through McCausland. A little slow from Spady out to Highway 270, and I don't know if this is an accident or if it's a construction concern, but on southbound 255, just before Highway 64, we're getting a bit of a backup as they approach that intersection, that ramp. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 footlong, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Missouri!
Mizzou opens its quest for a second straight SEC East title Saturday evening against Steve Spurrier and the Gamecocks of South Carolina. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join us this Saturday evening as we visit Columbia, South Carolina. Kickoff is at 6. Tiger Network coverage begins at 4, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get 3 amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevel etch upgrade free. A stainless steel undermount sink free. And removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the 2 virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time, only at Granite Busters.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand-new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Rockland's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at brocklin.com.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yes, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification. We're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches?
Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches?
They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com. You will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology.
Don't let headaches take over your life.
Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014.
Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
The Garage, your domain, where a wall full of tool stacks holds the stories of past projects, where the utility light hangs like a loyal friend. So when you have to make the trip for parts, you want to make it fast. Just order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com. You can pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes, then get right back to doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
Visit advanceautoparts.com now to learn more.
Running a business is hard work. Isn't it time you had a trash and recycling company that works just as hard as you do? With a commitment to service, sustainability, and recycling, Republic Services is a partner you can count on. Call them at 636-947-5959 to have local waste experts develop a personalized solution for you. Again, that number is 636-947-5959. Republic Services. We'll handle it from here.
According to the American Cancer Society, one in three women and one in two men will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. It is time to change. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Barnes and Dr. Dan Gagliotti, hosts of the Maximize Living Radio Show. There is a cause to cancer. Stop searching for the cure. Find the cause.
We are hosting a seminar in St. Louis on how to fight cancer on Saturday, October 18th. Admission is $40, but we have limited free tickets available. Call now, 314-717-1715. Let's fight and kill cancer now.
The boy from New York City, Sheena Easton did it, but this is not her version, I don't think. Is it?
No.
Oh, is it Miami Sound Machine or Gloria Estefan?
No, neither one.
No, it's the original.
And I can't remember who this is.
I think a one-hit wonder, probably.
Who is it?
the ad libs.
Yep, you're right. And, wow. But Sheena Easton did it, I think, and it was a really good.
Gloria Estefan did a great version, or I guess Miami Sound Machine when she was with them.
Fine, Dan, have it your way. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Let's talk to Scott. Scott, how are you?
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Load your shotgun.
All right, hang on. Go.
This zebra dies and goes to heaven.
I know the joke, and it's racist.
Not really.
Yes, it is. My version is that I know, unless you know another version. Go ahead. Tell your version. I'll tell you if it's racist or not. Go ahead.
And he asks, gets up and asks God, am I a white zebra with black stripes, or am I a black zebra with white stripes?
Mm-hmm.
He said, God says, you are what you are.
Mm-hmm. This is exactly the joke I know, but I want you to go ahead and tell it. Go ahead.
So then the zebra says, well, what am I? He said, you're a white zebra with black stripes. Well, why do you say that? He said, because if you was a black zebra with white stripes, I just said you is what you is.
And you don't think that's racist?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe if you spoke Ebonics.
Scott, I got to tell you, I appreciate the call. I know the joke. I've not told a joke on the air, but I just
have... Shoot me anyways.
No, I'm not going to shoot you because you need to know that in... That's a joke. In certain circles, it would be considered very racist. You is what you is. I'm just helping you out there, but I do appreciate that you gave me a joke, even though I knew it. And if you get another one, give me a call.
Have a good day.
All right, Scott.
Oh, and it was the Manhattan Transfer that
yes,
did that.
Yes, that's right, Manhattan Transfer. I think Sheena Easton did it, too. But does anybody not see where that's racist?
Oh, that's really yeah, racist. No,
you is what you is.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. He didn't.
Not really.
Yeah,
he said not really.
He
yeah.
didn't think it was racist. You learn a lot from this show. Hello, Tom. How are you?
All right, Frank. Hey, I'm in the VM.
Good to hear. Cannot hear that too often. How can we help you?
Hey, a quick thing on it. I don't mean to get involved in all of the Ferguson whatnot and what have you, but, you know, I got a couple cousins and a niece that's involved in all that mess, police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to one this morning, and she said that, They were moaning and groaning, and they interviewed a guy to see if anyone knew, you know, how that fire started.
Right.
And the guy said, well, if someone started it, it couldn't have started on its own because there was dew on the ground.
What?
Now, it happened early, in, you know, 6:30 in the morning, whatever it was. But I don't think dew on the ground and animal, you know, stuffed animals and candles go too well.
No. And forget the goo. Candles and stuffed animals don't go too well together. Goo,
right, and
goo
I'll
or
tell
no
you
goo.
Another thing, you got to have a pretty big set of you know what to go in there on that street and cause a fire.
I would say yes. If you were doing it maliciously, yes, you would have.
Yeah,
to
if you were deliberately burning a memorial to that young
right.
man, yeah, you and. Yeah, why would you see that? That's why I don't think the fire was set. My own personal opinion is candles, stuffed animals together, a little breeze,
right.
boom, fire.
And I don't know if you read the paper, but one of the police or the highway patrol fella,
yeah.
the guy in charge,
right?
Former alumni of mine, by the way. But anyway, he said,
gotcha.
He said that. You know, you stood there to take the time to watch, to record the video. Why didn't you go get a cup of water and try to put it out?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, sir. Well, I just wanted to comment on that.
All right, Tom.
Please, I just wish everybody could get along, you know.
Well, that's never going to happen. Let me just tell the truth and be a realist. It's never going to happen. There's never going to be peace in the Middle East, and everybody's never going to get along. That's just
yeah,
the way it is.
I get it. You know, I'm 42, but. This here is just—I mean, something's gotta stop. Or
here's what has to stop, and it won't. This division. You know, I heard the clip of this young black woman who, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically what she said was, this officer better be convicted of murder because he shot a young boy down who had his hands in the air and was saying, okay, okay, don't shoot. Was she there? No, she wasn't there. She didn't see that. This is what she heard and wants to run with. That's what we have to stop doing. We have to wait until all the facts are in.
And the thing is, too, is if they just say tomorrow, they say, okay, he's guilty. They, you know, they hurried up and rushed to a murder conviction, and they rushed around, and then they missed something. Well, then the guy gets off on a technicality.
And they won't. They won't rush to. They'll indict him first. Then there'll be a trial. But and I don't want to dwell on this, but I will tell you my take on it. The fact that the grand jury hasn't already come back with anything tells me it can't possibly be that every witness confirmed what his thug buddy said, which was his hands were in the air. And he's saying, there must be a whole lot more, or this is a slam dunk. And they would have said, hey, we're indicting him. He's going to trial. So there's obviously something more. And if people say, well, then how come we haven't heard what these other witnesses' testimony was? Because they're scared and they don't want to go public with what they saw. They're afraid to go forward and say, no, that's not how it happened. I appreciate your call, Tom.
All right, thanks, Frank. And everybody else, hi to y'all and take care.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. We got a bunch of calls here. Let's go to Bob. Bob, how are you?
Fine, Frank. You guys persuaded me to do something yesterday because of one of your callers.
And what was that?
It was the gentleman who called in with the prostate cancer.
Yes, did you go get a test?
I had a test. Scheduled yesterday afternoon after work down at one of the car dealerships, and I was going to blow it off because I'm like, you know, it's out of my way. It's a long way to go. I can just get it done and again. But after hearing the gentleman talk, I'm like, you know, why don't you just, I'm 59. It's been over 9 years since I've had any sort of prostate checkup.
Now, Bob, I have to stop you, Bob, because I must have misheard something. It sounded like you said you went to a car dealership to get a prostate exam.
No.
I think he said he worked at a car dealership.
Okay, because I was going to say, don't do that. That's something fishy.
Lubin oil.
Yeah.
It was a simple one vial blood test, and that's the extent of their quote test.
And when do you get the results?
It'll be mailed within a week or two, so that's fine. It was I was going to blow it off, but I'm like, I'm 59, and I'm like, you know. You feel good, but you never know.
You never know, and that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, you got listening to you guys.
And I believe the guy who called and said, I think his name was Bob, was it not? The guy with prostate cancer?
I believe
And you know what?
So.
I told him, and he's dying. He's got just a few months left, and I told him, I said, this phone call you're making actually could save a life. And by the way, it may very well be yours, Bob.
Could be.
All right.
I'll wait until I get the results back.
Well, call us with the results, good or bad, okay?
Right. Oh, I will. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Have a good one.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
I have a prostate exam every year, and they recommend that when my dad had prostate cancer, and they took his prostate out, but I had one.
Are you talking about the blood or the finger?
Both.
Yeah, see, somebody's playing a trick on you. You might have a gay doctor.
Why? You can just get away with the blood nowadays?
Well,
no, not really. They tell you really can't because they say.
Of course, a gay doctor would tell you that.
The finger. Well, you had some wine and some candles.
Yeah, when you walk in the examining room, music's playing. Yeah, that's a dead giveaway. Okay. Can I have one more call? Can I do one more?
I think so.
Now, let me get Mike in here. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. First time caller, long time listener, and
Mike, the first time. Welcome. Welcome, first time caller. Don't make it the last. How can we help you?
Yes, PM was bringing up about the NFL and, you know, the legislators trying to make them, you know, they pay their taxes. Well, you know, it was brought up in a paper, I don't know, a week or so ago, that even if they were to make them not a profit company,
right. There
is so many loopholes.
Yes.
You would probably get nothing.
Yeah, they would find a way. They would find so many exemptions and deductions, they still wouldn't pay any taxes. I believe that.
Right. And the reason why also you bring it up, I brought it up, is a number of years ago, Elizabeth Warren, out there found out that General Electric had 900-plus employees employed only to find loopholes of not paying taxes. 900.
Wow.
And so I thought that was interesting. So the NFL will probably hire 50 of them and then pay nothing in taxes. So, you know, it's a good point. But then when you have all the loopholes, you know, the government's not going to get a dime.
A lot of people out there are a lot smarter than we are.
Yeah, I thought I'd give you a call, and I appreciate the information.
Well, call again anytime. Thank you, Mike.
Uh-huh, bye.
First-time caller. See, I love first-time callers. We're going to do a little business. We come back, and Dr. Doug is going to join us. So if you have a pet, be ready to call because we jump right in. There's no monologue. We get right to your questions about your pets. Window World, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. And I might add, you can't say that if it's not true. See, advertising is a tricky thing. When you hear an ad and somebody says, it's St. Louis's favorite, what does that really mean? It's St. Louis. But if you say number one selling replacement window in the United States, if that's not true, guess what? And I read this. I read the rules and regulations. I go to prison. It's a 25-year sentence. Yeah, I don't think most people knew that. If it's not true, I go to prison for 25 years. You think I'm taking that chance? Of course I'm not. So when I say it, it's true. They are the number one selling replacement window in the country. And for a simple reason, for $189, you get a quality window with a killer warranty and the good housekeeping seal of approval. I do not think, in fact, I'm pretty sure there's not another window sold in this country for that price that can make those claims. There are other windows sold for that price. They're not Window World windows. So if you want your money's worth, you want real value, you got one choice. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things are really stacked up on southbound 170 from just south of Page now down through Highway 40, and the lights are on red flash at Eager Road. We also have eastbound 270 slowing from Lindbergh through Washington Elizabeth, and westbound 40, usual slowdown now to Science Center through McCausland. And this report's brought to you by Subway. They help make it easy to stay in summer shape with delicious fresh fit sandwiches like the tempting turkey breast, made the way you say with your favorite veggies on your choice of freshly baked bread. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Without trees, 2x4s would be 0x0s. Did you know Missouri's forests support 42,000 jobs? Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.